Welcome to Upper Cumberland Outdoors. I'm your host, Brad Halfacre. Today I've got Chris Argo and Jason Miller with TWRA. Chris, if you would, start by introducing yourself and tell us a little bit about your role with TWRA.
Yeah, absolutely, Brad. So Chris Argo, wildlife officer, Putnam County here, been with TWRA, coming up on 4 years now. Originally from Jackson County, got hired on and was lucky enough to get Peter County close to home, so enjoy being here. That's it, hunt, fish for hobbies, just like being outdoors.
So you're a good local boy, close to home. Jason, what about you?
And I'm from White County, White County native, and been on with the agency for about 15 years now. Started out at the Bridgestone Firestone Wildlife Management Area back in 2006. Spent some time there, moved into the part-time loading division, and then in 2012, became the officer down in Warren County. Served in Warren County for a period of time. Went to Cumberland County, and now currently in Putnam County.
So both of y'all work here in Putnam County. So this, what I want to do with this segment, it was just introduce the listeners to their local game wardens. So
you
kind
bet.
Of meet you game wardens. So if they see you out in the community, they're not afraid, just kind of say hi.
Absolutely. Come talk to us.
Yeah. That's what it's about. Now, where did y'all go to college at? Did y'all attend Tennessee Tech or did you go somewhere?
Tennessee Tech. I think both of us went to Tennessee Tech. They've got a great wildlife program there. And actually a lot of the officers in the state are either Tennessee Tech or University of Tennessee. Yeah. Knoxville graduate, so great programs.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time at Tennessee Tech. That's where I went to college too. That's I think the same way. Great program. I agree. These guys, these officers are normal people. They like football. They're normal folks. So if you see them out, you want to say hi to them. They like football. They're not going to bite you or anything.
Wow.
They're here to help. They're out here protecting the game. They're out here protecting the hunt. That's one thing that that a lot of folks misconception. You're also protecting the hunter.
Absolutely.
I can remember, it is illegal to mess up a hunt. A lot of folks forget that.
Yeah, to interfere. Yeah, it is.
So you're here. You're not just protecting the game.
We're here for the sportsman.
Exactly. Now, tell us. What age does someone have to be to have a hunting license in Tennessee?
If we're talking about a juvenile hunt, Brad. At age 12, they're going to need. Or age 13, they're going to need a license. So up to 12, you don't need a license. Mm-hmm. But 13 to 15, you're going to need your junior hunt, fish, and trap license.
Okay.
So, and then over the age of 15, so 16 on, you'll need a combo hunt and fish with your supplemental license for whatever piece of equipment you may be using, whether that be bow, rifle, or muzzle loader, and then any other tags that you may need. So if you're hunting a wildlife management area, big game, you'll need that Type 94 license. So with that being said, 12 and under do not need a license, but if you are 10 to 12, you still need that hunter education.
In that class, that's a good class for anybody to have.
It's a good class. Yeah, a lot of good information. It's required for anyone born on or after January 1st of 1969. But it is a good class for anyone born before that. A lot of good information.
And if you hadn't hunted in a long time, I'd recommend taking it anyway.
Yep.
Even if you've already took it 20 years ago, it's probably a good idea to take it again,
right,
correct?
Right. And Jason and I, we feel the same way about our students is if you sit through our class, in a lot of ways we feel responsible for you. You're ours. We taught you. You sat through our class. We want to see you do good. And we want to see you be safe out there.
Exactly. That's what we want to promote, safety. That's what it's about, is safety in the field, safety using your equipment, getting to know your equipment, you know, working with your equipment. You know, you don't want to just go out here and buy a bunch of hunting stuff and then get in the woods and use it the first time. You know, right. you want to get to know your equipment before you use it. Well, we'll be right back with Jason Miller and Chris Argo in just a few minutes. Welcome back to Upper Cumberland Outdoors. I've got Chris Argo and Jason Miller. Jason, where can someone find information on the Hunter Safety Course? If there's one in the area, I know you guys try to put them on live, but if they miss a live course, can they take one online?
So your easiest point of contact would be www.tnwildlife.org, and that would take you to our website. And throughout our website, we have our hunting guide is listed there, as well as a number of drop downs that you'll have different information. One of those being your hunter ed and where those courses will be taught. There's several different ways that you can do the hunter ed now. One that Chris and I still feel very strongly and passionate about is the in-person 8-hour course. And what we try to do in that course is we try to meet on a Friday night, generally for about 3 hours, and then follow the next day and follow the before the test. We'll take a time to go through the test with each student, as well as a live shoot.
You still get to go out and shoot live. That's
much.
Great.
And they're smaller classes, so we generally you shoot as much as you want to shoot with us in these smaller classes. And it's more one-on-one. If the kid has a question, you know, we have the time to really focus in and kind of dial in on some of the specifics. But that doesn't always work. We live in a time we're playing baseball, basketball, a lot of things are going on. And just to accommodate everyone, you can do the online courses as well. And they're great courses. Not take anything away from those courses, but they are kind of self-paced. You know, you've got to be really disciplined to sit down and maneuver through those classes.
So the hunting guide is kind of just like what it is. It's your guide to getting you through, you know, now.
You know, 95% of the questions that we're asked on a day-to-day basis, it's all right here in this hunting guide. And it does take a minute to go through the book and, you know, kind of find the answers from time to time. But it's really laid out really nice for you. The app is another resource for you. All that information is laid right there, just, you know, carried around in your pocket every day. It's right there.
And now, you know, now license, you buy it off the app or online. I mean, there's no more going to Walmart or even a store. And that, you know, and that's something I miss. You know, I remember growing up, you know, on opening day, you know, and you'd go to the check-in stations, you know, you'd see all the deer and you'd see hear the stories. You know, I kind of miss that aspect, honestly, you know, on opening day. You miss those stories of the monster buck that was seen at some place, you know, the folklore of that. But, you know, technology does make things easier.
It does. And we get a question a lot. Of course, the law states that you carry your license with you, just like a driver's license. And so with everything or a lot of the stuff being electronic now, we get the question of, can I take a screenshot of this and just carry it with me? Absolutely. So if you go into the app and you've bought your license, all your information is right there, take a screenshot of that and carry that around with you, because we all know we get some places out in the field and you don't have any service, so you can't pull it up. Well, if you've got that screenshot there, we can see your license and you're good to go.
Right. So, I mean, it's technology has helped in that aspect where you have everything right
yep.
with you. Now, does the guide also kind of help them find, you know, like I said, public land and public land hunts? You know, does the guide help guide you in that?
It does. So the guide breaks it down into regions. So for each region, obviously here in the Upper Cumberland, we're in Region 3. So it's very easy just to flip over into your book. You can get into Region 3 wildlife management areas, and it will list each management area for Region 3, their location, whether it's a quota hunt or not a quota hunt, the acreage, the point of contact, the manager of that particular piece of property, all that information is laid out for you there in the guide.
So there is potentials for public land hunts and draw hunts for folks that don't maybe not have a private area to hunt or, you know, so.
Absolutely. We did just quickly this afternoon or this morning, we were looking in Region 3. So Region 3 covers, you know, basically from Pickett County down to Polk County, Marion up to Clay, and that kind of encompasses Region 3. And within this region, so from where we're sitting today here in Cookeville, within a two-hour drive, for the most part, you're sitting in the middle of 34 WMAs that is over 500,000 acres of public land to hunt.
Wow.
So does Tennessee offer excellent opportunities to hunt? Absolutely. I think anybody – with 500,000 acres of property, you can find some more to hunt.
Yes. So, you know, that's one of the things I hear is like, you know, I'd like to go hunting, but I don't have a place to go. So here you go. It's in the guide. You know, you can download the guide. You can go to the app, and the guide's on the app as well, right?
It is. And keep in mind, you know, our management areas, they are actively managed, you know, for our sportsmen. You know, that's the whole intention of this property, is set aside for you, the sportsman, to come and utilize. Bring your kids, bring your family. You know, a lot of them you can camp on. You know, you can spend the weekend, make a long hunt out of it. I know Catoosa here just in the next few weeks will be covered with people. And that's one thing that, you know, I hear a lot of people say, I can't, you know, there's too many people or, you know. You do have to look. It does take a little scouting. You can't show up the morning of the hunt and go, right?
Being prepared.
But you got to be prepared, yep. So take a little time. Reach out to us. Reach out to the managers. You know, scout the area. Spend a little time, you know, on the area and be a little more familiar and kind of get away from, you know, the main roads, the main access areas, and there's great hunting opportunities for everybody.
Well, we'll be right back with Chris Argo and Jason Miller. Welcome back. We got Chris Argo and Jason Miller with TWRA. There's a special hunt coming up at the end of the month, special season. You know, it's as a child, that was one of my favorite times because I got to spend time with my dad. You know, it's a juvenile hunt.
That's right.
So, you know, that was something I looked forward to every year. You know, it was me and dad getting up at the – or we'd get up about 4 o'clock in the morning, head out in the woods in dark with our flashlights and Little Debbie cakes. I always had to have a Little Debbie cake.
You gotta take the Little Debbie.
I had a Little Debbie cake, and we'd set up and wait for hope for a big buck or whatever. But you know, very seldom did that happen. We'd get a doe. But what is the date on the juvenile hunt this year?
October 29th and 30th. So going to kick off the first young sportsman hunt of the season. Looking forward to that, and hope a bunch of kids are looking forward to it too, ready to get out there.
Do you have an estimate number? Do you think more kids? You seeing more kids hunting, or is there less kids or than last year? Do you have any kind of numbers? Is there any data out there for that, or is it?
I don't have any solid data, but I just personally think with the age of technology that there's probably less than there used to be. Mm-hmm. Now comparing that to last year, the year before, I don't know, but I do know that there seem to be less kids that are actually interested in hunting. So we try to promote that as best we can through hunter education, obviously, and going out and doing our educational programs at schools and with other agencies throughout the state, just trying to get kids involved, get them interested, and get them involved in the outdoors and hunting.
Yes. You know, you guys are at the fairs. I've seen you at the fairs. I've seen, you know, y'all do a great job in promoting, you know, the sport of hunting. You know, I say sport. It's more than just a sport. People have a misconception, you know, and you got the folks that are – that don't really understand what it is that hunters do.
Right.
You know, hunters are providing a great resource to the community, you know, because if we didn't have hunters, we would have, you know, controlling a population.
Right.
You know, and then if we didn't have that, we'd have an overflow of deer, and then, you know, more traffic accidents. You know, it's a happy circle. I mean, it provides a great resource for everybody.
Yeah. The hunters are the frontline management tool when it comes to wildlife management.
Because we don't have an apex predator to take down a deer.
You're exactly right.
If you didn't have that, you'd have disease. What's the range of the chronic wasting disease right now?
West Tennessee, southwestern Tennessee. So mainly that portion of the state. Of course, the agency is increasing their sampling across the entire state just to monitor the progression. But right now, you're looking at the southwestern portion of Tennessee mainly. So
there's about 16 counties in West Tennessee that have shown positive cases at this time. And then as far as the CWD management that the agency is doing, we've taken that a little bit further up north Montgomery County, down Dixon, Hickman, Lewis, and down into Lawrence County would be outside of that CWD zone. And then anything to the west of that area would be a high-risk area or a CWD-positive area.
So, I mean, it is entered in the state. So, I mean, it's
here, yes.
So, you know, like I said, hunters get sometimes just misunderstood. And there's programs out there. If there's people that don't eat the meat, there's Hunters for the Hungry. You can take that. You can take your animal and donate it, Hunters for the Hungry, to a processor he'll take that and give it to a needy family that will eat the meat.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's recipes online for great dishes, you know, deer tacos, you know, deer chili, you know, deer spaghetti. I mean, there's all kinds of different recipes.
Oh, yeah, so many different ways to
You know, something we used to do at Tech, I don't know if they still do. Do they still do Beast Feast?
They do,
yep.
That was an awesome thing, you know, where you bring in, you know, I had turtle and geese and
beaver.
Yeah, I mean, we had a lot of stuff. That was some good eating back then, you know.
Hey, and one other thing while we were talking about CWD, I know this is a little bit off topic from what we've talked about today, but just remember, guys, if you're moving deer, if you're going out to West Tennessee and hunt, and a lot of our guys do, they travel out to that Hickman, Dixon County area, Obion. If you're in that CWD area, just keep in mind that there are some carcass transportation restrictions. So if you harvest a deer out in those counties, Weakley County, Henry County, places like that, just know there is some transportation restrictions and some extra things that you're going to have to do in order to get that deer back into the Upper Cumberland area. So if you would, just take a minute and brush up on those regulations before you guys head out.
That's great information to know. Well, real quick, before we head off the show, Jason, what's your favorite hunting season?
And these early hunts, it's so nice. You know, it's been hot all summer, and finally we're getting a break, getting some cooler weather. So as the season changes, these early fall hunts are a lot of fun. I think there's a lot of excitement in there just for the change of the season, an excuse to get out in the woods. And I really, really love this fall season.
Chris, what about you?
I agree. The smell. Yeah. You can smell fall, and that's my favorite time of year. I love deer season. I love the changing of the seasons, the leaves, and just the air, the feeling. So, I agree.
Yeah, mine was always muzzleloader season. I love that first opening day of muzzleloader season. You know, that was always my go-to. We got juvenile opening up at the end of the month. You know, take a kid hunting. There's nothing better than spending time with a kid outdoors, whether if it's your son or a nephew, a cousin. You know, if a kid's interested in going outdoors, get them outdoors and get them hunting.
Absolutely, yep.
Chris and Jason, thank you all for being on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us, Brad.
Yeah, thanks, friends.
That's been another episode of Upper Cumberland Outdoors. Let's get outdoors.